From the Gospel, the Lord said, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we hear these words from the Gospel, and reflect on the Holy Cross of our Lord, which is given us on this third Sunday of the Lenten season, to encourage us. You wonder, how do the fathers put that together? Take up your cross, follow me, deny yourself. How does that encourage? But it does when you really ponder on what following Christ is all about. To follow Christ, there's three things I want to talk about today. It's a path, following him, it's a path of love. It is a path of faith where we bear our cross. But following him, it ends with resurrection. It's a path that leads to resurrection. First, following him as a path of love. Here we think of inner experience. We also think of relational experiences with others and relational with God, most important. I put in the e-bulletin that was sent yesterday a teaching by His Eminence Metropolitan Saba, who says in it, beautiful words, we all want to be loved. That's a very basic human need. We don't always put together, though, being loved with becoming really loving people ourselves as we give ourselves to others. Both of those are very interrelated. The experience of being loved and then giving ourselves in love for others. When we just focus on one and not the other, then we end up with neither. But when we try to put those things in sync, being loved, giving love, love returned as we give it over time. And it's love that inspires us to do that. And what greater love inspires us than the love of God we see on the cross of our Lord? Someone once said, if you wonder how much does God love us, stretch out your arms, there it is, this much. That's our God embracing us as he was lifted up upon the cross. We can believe that in general, but it's so important to begin to believe that in particular, each of us individuals. If we were the only one that Christ needed to come and die for, he would have come. That is the truth that our fathers teach. That's how much he loves not just the world. He does love the world and everyone in it. He loves each of us individually. You experience that probably best when you just open your hearts on a daily basis in prayer. Whenever you do that, God is there to meet you. If you keep praying with your heart, he'll touch your heart. You'll experience that when you come to confession, broken with an awareness of one's own sinfulness, but not rejected by our good Lord. Welcomed home by our good Lord. Forgiven, cleansed, renewed, loved. As we grow from that inspiration to grow in showing love to other people, then also we are called to engage with others, not to just kind of go away from other people and sort of protect our inner peace, but to engage with other people, even people that at times it may be difficult, and we know it'll be difficult conversation. Engage with them, call them, reach out to them. The Lord will bless us when we do so. And through that process, love, His love, will grow in our hearts as we will have communion with Him and relationships with others. Problems can be overcome, and the Lord can heal what needs healing. Our Lord calls us to be patient as we grow with other people in love and giving love. Patient. Pray for them. Thank God He's so patient with us. So patient. I was reading some church fathers on this subject, and one of the ones I read says, He's so long-suffering. He bears with those who do things that displease Him. He bears with trying to change us, waiting for us to repent. And if we ever repent and willing to change our ways, He immediately forgives, not remembering their former sins. When we think about loving others and that call of self-denial involved with it, yeah, that seems hard at first. Then I read the words of St. Augustine. Whatever seems hard in this commandment, to deny yourself, whatever seems hard, when it is joined together with love and with the love of God, it's that love that makes it easy, because it's with Him and with His love. Following Christ, follow me, is also a path of faith as we bear with things that are difficult in our lives. We all have things that are difficult. Some of these are physical. As I grow older, I can relate to that. Parts of my body are not working as well as they used to work. And inner stuff, bearing with those inner struggles, bearing with relational, sometimes, difficulties. You think about the holy ones that have gone before us. Today, in the adult class, we'll talk about the life of Joseph. And he's a shining example of this, as one who foreshadows in his life Christ Himself. All the things that Joseph had to deal with before he was ultimately rewarded at the end of his life with great blessing. When we face temptations, don't give in to our disappointments. Don't give in to despair, anger, bitterness. Worst of all, turning away from the Lord, turning away from the church. Things may not always be resolved quickly. And that's why following Christ means bear what burdens He gives. Help others bear those same burdens. It may be until the second coming when He will finally make right the things that we've experienced and seen as wrong in our lives and in our world. But He promises He will make all things right. Bear with, just as our Lord bore the cross, He shows us that example. And holy ones that have gone before us, like Joseph, also show us that way. On the cross, our Lord bore betrayal, suffering, the inner feelings, where He would quote the psalm, my God, why have You forsaken Me?" as He felt that inner pain. But ending with faith, the faith, "Into Thy hands I commit My spirit," surrendering it all to the Father. Following Christ, He's with us. He understands, like no one else can possibly understand, what it means to bear the things in life that we're called to bear. Ultimately, following Him leads to resurrection. The cross is the way to resurrection. You say, well, now it's getting exciting. Now I feel encouraged. But remember, there's no cross. There's no resurrection without a cross. They go together. Sometimes people that visit imagery or the lack of it in other churches, you go to some Christian bodies that of other expressions of Christianity, and they'll emphasize, we don't want anything there, we don't want a cross. Well, I don't know what you would do if you'd come to church and not see a cross. Others want to say, we don't want to have the cross, we just want to emphasize resurrection, just resurrection. No, they go together. Our iconography in our church always has the fullness. We have a cross. We have the icon of the resurrection. We have the nativity. We have it, the whole life of Christ. And when you see and understand the whole life of Christ, we're encouraged at whatever point we are. He's with us. He understands. And we know where it's all going. To follow him is following him through the cross to a glorious resurrection. Resurrection. That means the second coming. That means our bodies transformed to be spiritual bodies like his body, yet very real and tangible and knowable, intimate with God and with all of those joined to him for all eternity. It says in Hebrews that our Lord has passed through the heavens to be now our great high priest. That's the destiny. Beyond even as he will raise us with him at his second coming, joined together with him, passing through the heavens to an eternal place forever with the Lord. In Hebrews it says, even now, he's in that heavenly place interceding for us as our great high priest. He's here now in this divine liturgy as we will partake of him in the holy mystery of his body and blood. He's here now as we look around and see one another, his body, gathered together, his body, and we are here for each other to build each other up. Dear friends, on this Sunday of the cross, when we hear these words, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. These are words of encouragement when we understand it rightly and how our Lord has lived it out for us and is helping us experience the fullness of those words, experiencing him also as our heavenly intercessor. And the most holy Theotokos also as our intercessor with all the saints in heaven, we are encouraged. We can have confidence and press on with whatever we are dealing with, even with joy in our Lord, who is our peace, who is our love, who's with us always. We can easily, in our midst of Lent, kind of be weighed down. Gift up, rise up, be strengthened. No looking back, no Lot's wife, but press on, like St. Paul said, toward that ultimate destiny that our good Lord has for us. The martyrs of the church, and we remember some today, St. Chrysanthos and Daria, early martyrs in Rome, they experienced it. The saints who are not martyred physically, but died inwardly to their self and experienced the resurrection, the peace and joy of the Lord, they witnessed to it. And all of us, even in our little ways, frail, fragile as we may be, but commit to that path, following Christ, we experience it. Wonderful life and love and joy in the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.